نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وأتم الحج والعمرة لله. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: الحج عرفة، كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء الكرام, my brothers in Islam, firstly we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with Iman. We praise Allah ta'ala for blessing us with Islam. And we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us from the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although we are very far from the days of Hajj, meaning the last Hajj performed, but technically speaking, the Hujjaj that have come back, their du'as are still accepted. And for us, we should constantly remind ourselves about Hajj, its activities, its reason, why we perform Hajj. Respected elders, when we look at ibadat, we find there are two things. One is time and the other is place. And when we look at Hajj in particular, you'll find that it is restricted to a particular time, meaning 8th Zilhajj, 9th Zilhajj, 10th Zilhajj, 11th Zilhajj, 12th Zilhajj, 13th Zilhajj. And this does not move into any other month, etc. So the time is specified. And place is also specified. Place is only in those areas stipulated in Sharia: Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. And the whole sequence rotates around these places. Now no one can say that we can switch the time or switch the place. For the validity of Hajj, the time has to be right and the place has to be right. And these two factors, they bring the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they bring it because of what? Of quantity of people gathering there. And when there is a great quantity of people like that, 4 million, 5 million people, and all of them making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembering by the way of rituals and rites and actions which imitate the previous Anbiya alayhi salam, and increase their ibadat and increase their seeking for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the mercy of Allah descends quickly. Then the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends rapidly and forgiveness is taking place at large scales. That is why on the day of Arafah, the amount of forgiveness takes place that no other day so much forgiveness takes place. And shaitan is humiliated on that day and discouraged, and he is so flabbergasted on that day, he feels so depressed on that day. Why? Because Allah's doors of mercy are flung open and thousands are being forgiven minute by minute. Natural quality of man has got some needs inside him. Natural qualities of man, he requires three things. And this refers to Muslim, not Muslim, believer, non-believer. Every person, he has got three requirements, three needs.
One need is, he requires a place of reverence. His physical and mental composition demands that he requires a place of reverence. And Allah Jalla Majduhu is our Rabb, our Creator, our Nourisher, our Provider. He understands us and He has given us that the place of reverence for us is the Kaaba, Makkatul Mukarramah. He's given us a place that we honor, we respect, we love, we turn in the direction to, and we hold dear and near to us. Secondly, respected elders, that a person, he loves to sacrifice to gain proximity to the one whom he loves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a deen that you will find that lot of avenues are there that we can make sacrifices, we can strive, we can make effort, and we can gain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By way of salah, where we sacrifice time, we sacrifice wealth, we sacrifice our body, and we gain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zakah, we sacrifice our wealth and we gain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasting, we sacrificing our body, we gain in proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qurbani, we sacrificing time, we sacrificing wealth and physique, gaining proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Voluntary charities, sadqatul fitr, all these, we sacrificing wealth, we gaining pleasure, we gaining nearness to Allah, we gaining proximity to Allah. Hajj, a person is sacrificing his wealth, he's sacrificing his time, he's sacrificing his health, his wealth and his body to gain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why hadith of Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala adha, that the more strenuous and difficult the Hajj is, the more rewarding the Hajj is. And that is why that if you walk the Hajj, you will be more rewarded. Why? Although it is more comfortable and easy, it is more relaxing and less tension, but because you are physically doing this, you will get rewarded. And if you look at the Hajj, there is a lot of physical movement. You come, pass the mikat, put the ihram on, adorn the ihram, abstain from the restrictions, then come and make tawaf, go around the Kaaba, come and make Safa, Marwa, go to Multazam before that, drink the Zamzam water, after that you make sa'i, take out the hair, come into civilian clothing, and again in the 8th of Zilhajj, these actions are repeated and repeated. It is strenuous upon a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given man these three needs. One is a place of reverence. Secondly, that to sacrifice and to gain proximity via sacrifice. And third quality, which every individual, male, female, young, old, irrespective of the color of the person loves to emulate. The person loves to emulate. He will love to imitate someone. He will love to follow in the footsteps of someone. I went to one locality, and then I saw certain youth, they were wearing, in the heat, it was extremely hot, and they were wearing some woolen hats, and these woolen hats were covering their entire head and the ears also. So after Jummah, I asked the Imam Sahib that why is that those few youngsters, what's happened to them? They're sick or something. Is there some ailment in your locality? He said, no, nothing. The football stars, they wear these hats. These football stars, currently, some of them wear these hats, woolen hats, covering the ears also. But yeah, it's scorching heat here, these people are wearing this. If this is not the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or these stupid, then what it is? How so hot it is, and then putting this woolen hat on the head. So you can imagine the brain must be boiling of these people. And they think now they are looking fantastic. Respected elders, this is one example. Just sit. These days it's embarrassing to go to the malls also. These days it's embarrassing to go to the shopping complex also. Forget the non-Muslim. Sharia, they are not mukallaf of. They're walking around naked like animals. Muslims walk around, respected elders. Muslims walk around like naked animals. And respected elders from so-called righteous houses, from so-called noble houses, from so-called good houses. And they look down upon the concept and institution of hijab. Respected elders, so every person you look around, he's imitating something. He's imitating somewhere. He's imitating some personality. Why? Because this is a natural quality which Allah has given. A person loves to imitate. A person will love to emulate. You see few people, they walk like how their heroes are walking. You see few people, their hairstyle is looking very funny. Remember, some imitation is going on. You see few people, they talk like those people also. They talk like those whom they want to emulate. The Shariat of Islam has given us this. Shariat of Islam has taken natural disposition of mankind into consideration. And the natural disposition is what? We must emulate the pious. We must emulate the righteous. We must imitate and follow in the footsteps of the Salihin, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, the pious, the righteous, the martyrs, and the truthful ones. And we should imitate the Anbiya alayhi salam, the previous Anbiya alayhi salam. Now when you look at Hajj per se, it is total imitation. It is total emulation. Look at everything of Hajj, you will find that this is every act of Hajj going around the Kaaba. Every Nabi of Allah, from the time of Adam alayhi salam, right up to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam, went around the Kaaba. So we in love for that, emulation of that, we do that. I do not know whether I have explained to you the history of Ramal. Ramal, you know when you go three times fast around the Kaaba, that also is emulation of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajmain. Putting the ittiba, the cloth around you in such a manner, the ihram, where the right shoulder is exposed, that also is imitation. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. Going between Safa and Marwa, that also imitation, emulation of Hazrat Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Running between those green lights, also imitating the action, movement of Hazrat Hajra radiallahu ta'ala. The entire procedure of Hajj, Rami or Jamarat, that we imitating who? Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Making Dam Shukr Qurbani, imitating Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Making wukuf in Arafat, making wukuf in Muzdalifah, imitating Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Doing this whole procedure of Hajj, every Nabi of Allah, every Rasul of Allah went to Arafat. We in imitating that, we also. If you look at our ibadat, every ibadat, we imitating the Anbiya alayhi salam. Sometime I will explain to you how our salat, Fajr salat, which Nabi we imitating. Zohar salat, which Nabi did it. Asr salat, why it came, due to which Nabi's action. Maghrib salat, why it came, which, due to which Nabi. Isha salat, which Nabi did it, why we are doing it, in imitation of which Nabi. So everything in Sharia is what? We imitate someone. That is why we are repeatedly saying that salvation lies in the Sunnah. Salvation, success for us lies in imitating Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why we are saying our eating, our drinking, our walking, our talking, our nikah, our divorce, our burial, our happiness, our joy, our delight, our business, our transaction, our dealing, everything must be in conformity to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can we look in the mirror and we see something else in the mirror, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is looking like someone else and we looking like someone else? How can we then say, I love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How can we look in the mirror and when we look like the enemies of Islam and say, no, I love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How can we say, I love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when our salat is not like his, our striving is not like his, our transaction is not like his, our character is not like his, our personality is not like his? Now the question arises, that why go to Kaaba? Why go to Makkah for Hajj? Why we must go there? We go local, create our own, which unfortunately some people have created. Unfortunately some people have created. So the scholars knew there will come stupid people who will do these things. So they have answered it. Shah Waliullah Delhi Rahmatullah writes in Hujjatullah al-Baligha that we go to Kaaba for Hajj because of the signs of Allah, of the chief characteristics which are present there, and which the symbols are present there which remind us very quickly of Allah Jalla Majdahu. First of all, when you just go there and you see Kaaba, immediately when the person sees the Kaaba, he knows that who built this. Entire history of Kaaba comes in front. That from the time of the Malaika, the Adam alayhi salam, and from that time how the Kaaba was built, and then the Hazrat Ismail and Hazrat Ibrahim, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam. So how many pious people were behind building the Kaaba? No other structure on the earth has got so many pious people behind that structure building it. Masjid Aqsa, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam and Jinnat. Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Masjid Quba, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. But Kaaba, Malaika behind it. Anbiya, Adam alayhi salam behind it. Various others behind it. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam behind. Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam behind. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behind that construction. Sahaba Ikram behind, who at that time, some of them were respected elders. The Islam did not spread at that time. But those Sahaba who later became Sahaba were involved in construction. So no other structure on earth has got so many pious people behind it. That is why the sequence of reward as far as Salat is concerned is as follows. First, Masjid al-Haram, Makkatul Mukarramah. Second, Masjid al-Nabawi, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Madinatul Munawwara. Third, Masjid al-Aqsa, Jerusalem. Fourth, Masjid al-Quba, Masjid al-Quba. Fifth, your local Jamia Masjid. Then your masjid, and according to the congregation. Why the sequence? Masjid al-Haram, Makkah, Masjid al-Haram of Madinatul Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Masjid al-Quba. Why the sequence? Remind me sometime, inshallah, I'll explain to you in detail why the sequence has come about. There are various factors that makes the sequence come into existence. So, another point, that Hajar al-Aswad, no other masjid in the world, no other building in the world has got Hajar al-Aswad. That stone that came from Jannah, and because the sins of the sinners has become black, when it came it was sparkling, milky white. No other place on the surface of the earth has got Maqam Ibrahim. No other place on the surface of the earth. And that footprint and that place where Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he constructed Kaaba, Then he stood upon that, and it was going up and down like a lift. Nowhere on earth, respected elders, nowhere on earth you got Kaaba, you got Hajar Aswad, and you got the Maqam Ibrahim. Nowhere on the surface of the earth you got a well that doesn't dry. The well that does not dry is the well of Zamzam. Nowhere on the surface of the earth, respected elders, a person can say, no, I got one well, it doesn't dry. And it is stated about Zamzam, one speciality. And this the Haram engineer told us, that they had to create 6 huge outlets, extra outlets, for the water to come out. And it is the Qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah, the manifestation of Allah, that as the Hajj's number increases, the water output increases. And as the Hajj's numbers decrease, the water output decreases. And they say they witness this twice a year, during Hajj season and during Ramadan. When the people come in for Ramadan, then the water outlet increase. And as the people go away after Ramadan, the water output from Zamzam, from the well of Zamzam, decreases. So that is why we go to Kaaba, that is why we go to Haram for Hajj. Now, respected elders, what is the bottom line of the ibadat of Hajj and every other ibadat? What is the bottom line? And what Shariat is calling for? And what Islam is calling for? And you and I know that Islam means submission. Islam means that we just submit to the will and the command of Allah. We submit to the law of Allah. We submit to the rule of Allah. We submit to the regulation of Allah. And when you look at Hajj, everything of Hajj is submission. Haji understands or he doesn't understand. Haji is totally ignorant, but he just submits to the will of Allah. The command is, go into Ihram, puts the Ihram on. The command is, make tawaf, he makes tawaf. The rule is, go and make sa'i, he goes, does it. Rule is, drink zamzam, he drinks it. What? Why he's doing, he doesn't know. The rule is, go and make dua at the multazam, does it. Then Hajj comes, rule is put your ihram on, abstains from all the restriction. Rule is go to Mina, he goes to Mina, makes the 5 salah, he's obedient. The rule is go to Arafat and make wukuf and cry and weep before Allah, Hajj does that. The rule is in Muzdalifah, come to Muzdalifah, he goes away. Rule is stay in Muzdalifah in the night, combine the Maghrib and Isha, which you don't do elsewhere, he does it. The rule is pick up the papers, he picks it up. The rule is that after Fajr Salat, make wukuf in Muzdalifah, he does it. The rule is go to Mina and tell the shaitan, big shaitan, and stop the talibiyah, he does it. Everything is obedient. The rule is now go and make dhamma shukr, sacrifice, he does it. The rule is take out your hair, show that you are submitting to Allah. You are bowing, taking the hair out. Some South Africans have extreme difficulty in doing that. I've made Hajj and some South Africans, they say, how can I take out my hair? Rule is go and make tawaf and ziyarah, he does it. Go and make tawaf and wida, he does it. Total obedience. Hajj is teaching us total obedience. Allah wants total obedience from us. Calling us 5 times a day for salah, we have to go. Calling us emulate Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to do. Calling us respected elders, adorn the beard, we do it. These days you'll find that we want to become Shari compliant, when ourselves we are not Shari compliant. These days you'll find that people criticize the West and imperialistic, oppressive West, but we ourselves are butchering the sunnah, oppressing the sunnah. We want to criticize other people and look at ourselves what way we are going. So respected elders, everything we should be doing in conformity to Sharia, pleasing Allah, so that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends.